The birds are singing, the sun is shining, a gentle breeze is creating a nice wind machine effect.
Well, I'm glad to see your cinematic imagination is alive and well on this auspicious morning.
I'm feeling good, Claire. I'm going to nail this NYU interview.
Of course you will. You've been on such a strong path all year.
Nothing's going to get in my way.
Eli, I have a gift for you. Thought you might want your shirt back. Still coming down?
Okay, please don't be worried.
Coming down from what?
I took a break from editing the video yearbook and went to that art party with Jake and Mo.
And you smoked weed again.
Look, I don't want you to freak out, but I didn't smoke. I took MDMA.
Okay, now I'm worried.
I promise. It won't happen again.
We said nothing would get in your way.
You're welcome.
Remember my sister Katie?
I do. Nice to see you again.
Hi. Thanks for everything. We won't take up any more of your time.
Hey.
What?
You promised.
So after blowing my chances of being on the national soccer team and then my student council presidency, Jake was my rock. I helped him with his garden. We laughed a lot. I hate myself for ruining it. But you know what? I know you have more important things to do than talk about my love life.
Look, when you lose something that you love, it's tough. But it's never too late to start again and rebuild.
I've tried to apologize to Jake, but he won't even look at me.
But tell me something. What do you think would make you feel better?
If I finish processing the simulator on time, we can reach Mars by this afternoon.
Ooh, do you think we'll get to see the Curiosity rover?
I haven't programmed it yet, but wait, how do you know about the Curiosity rover?
I guess you're rubbing off on me. And don't forget, I got into the gifted program too, remember? Hi, are we interrupting? Not
yeah.
At all.
So are you guys dating?
It's not official or anything.
Well, considering we've been on one date and have committed to a second, that technically qualifies as dating. We also kissed on the lips and you told me not to stop.
Okay, Connor, that's personal.
All right, I'll go save us some seats at the front.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you guys kissed.
Where did he take you on your date?
Oh, they went to space.
Is that a euphemism?
No, Dallas.
Oh, are you gonna get married and make cute little astronaut babies?
This is why I didn't tell anyone. You guys are so annoying.
Favorite Italian neorealist film?
While The Bicycle Thief has its merits, I'd have to go with Umberto D. Now, De Sica took simple character study and turned it into heartbreaking drama.
Okay, no idea what you just said, but it sounded bellissimo. Oh, by the way, you don't have to finish the video yearbook. So in Truffaut's...
Wait. You know, I know I'm behind, but as soon as my interview's over, I'll finish it.
I'm relieving you of the burden.
What are you not telling me?
Maybe you should just talk to Claire. She doesn't think it's a good idea.
But she's the one who got me to do the video in the first place.
I know. But she doesn't think you can handle it right now.
Oh, chili. Hey.
It's not a good idea. You know, so spicy.
But I like it.
Well, I don't think you can handle it.
Since when do you dictate which hot lunch items I can and cannot handle?
Doesn't feel good, does it?
The last time you tried editing cam footage, it led you to do drugs. I was just looking out for you.
You're meddling.
Okay, that is not fair. I do it because I care.
I'm finishing it.
Maybe you should postpone your interview until this is all over.
You mean the interview that starts in 15 minutes? Enjoy your chili. You can do it.
Hi. I'm sorry about the whole baby thing. I didn't mean to say you'd get pregnant again.
I know. That was just intense. You heard everyone, even you.
Look, it wasn't fair of us to tease, but if you felt so uncomfortable, maybe dating Connor is not a good idea.
Maybe he's all wrong for me, and I just can't see it because it felt so good to hang out with a nice guy for once.
Look, only you know whether you like him or not. But before you commit, I made a mistake. You know when I told you to stay away from my brother?
Your brother was a jerk to me.
I might be biased, but he's changed. Plus, he's social and fun. I think you two would be perfect together.
Thanks a lot, Becky. Now we really don't know what to do.
Once again, as per last week's meeting, we've agreed to sidebar any conversation about sugary beverages in the cafeteria until the end.
What are you doing here?
Marcel said you were trying to get my garden back. How could you not tell me?
Well, you ignore me in the halls. How was I supposed to tell you?
And, all right, before we move on, are there any additions to the agenda?
I'd like to set forth a motion to reopen the garden.
Oh, I don't think that's right. I think the school needs time. I'm sorry.
Look, what happened was a tragedy, but that doesn't make the garden tragic. You're punishing an entire school for one student's decision. We're all still here. We should be allowed to enjoy it. I also propose the students paint a new mural, give the garden a fresh new start. Let the garden be a symbol of perseverance, of hope. What do you say?
Well, thank you, Katie. The PTA will vote, and we'll let you know.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's important for everyone and for you.
And what are you currently working on?
The video yearbook and a zombie short, but that's on hold for the moment.
You don't have a follow-through problem, do you?
There's been some extenuating circumstances. Something disturbing happened at school, and it affected me. Well, actually, most things do. I'm bipolar.
Does it interfere with your work?
You know, I think it helps. You know, I put my feelings in my heart, and that's why doing what I do can be scary, because it comes from someplace real. And now you must think I'm a mess.
I think you're a very passionate young man.
You have no idea.
Eli, this is the most competitive program in the country. If you don't get in this time, we urge you to try again.
That doesn't sound too promising.
Well, we say that to everyone. Thanks for coming. You're Romeo and Jules?
Pardon?
Your stage submission for your portfolio. You sent us this DVD?
Yes, I did. I directed it.
This is one of the strongest high school productions I've seen at my time at NYU. And I've been there a while.
Thanks.
Woo! What's up, man?
Yes!
Nailed it, yes! Come on. Yes!
So it went well?
Yeah, great. They loved Romeo and Jules.
If I could pick you up and twirl you, I would. Congratulations.
Thanks. Now, it's all up to the gods of film. Let's celebrate.
I really wish I was in the celebrating mood, but...
You're still mad about the drugs. Okay, can we just forgive, forget, and move on?
No, we have to talk about this.
Okay, let's talk.
First off, I should not have said what I did before your interview. I know finding Cam was hard on you, and it's not fair that you had to be the one to find him. But it happened. And we can't ignore what's going on with you because of it. There is a right way and a wrong way to deal with things, and doing drugs is the wrong way.
Any news?
They're still discussing.
This is a waste of time. We won't get it back.
I disagree. We just have to want it bad enough.
Wait, you guys talking about the garden or your relationship?
The garden. My God, what's taking so long? This is so unfair.
You know what? You're right, Mayor. I'm not going to sit back and wait for the parents to tell us what's going to happen to our school. If they're not going to give us back the garden, we're going to have to take it back.
What are you doing? What is she doing?
Katie,
put the hammer down.
Katie. It says absolutely no admittance.
Katie.
Nice swing.
Whoa, what are you doing?
We're moving on, and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
I was just on my way over here to tell you that the PTA voted. They've agreed to reopen the garden.
Whoops.
Yep. Detention, all of you.
What on earth are you doing?
Oh, it's so refreshing. I may be on drugs right now.
You do realize that you are showering with your clothes on in the girls' change room right now? What the hell are you thinking?
For once, nothing. Someone, and I'm not naming any names, has been forcing me to talk and talk, 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 talk.
Ugh. Woo!
Okay, that is more Eli than I've ever wanted to see.
Thank you.
Eli.
Remember when you said that you wouldn't have sex with me because you thought I was damaged?
What?
Do I look damaged to you? I'm a freaking superhero.
No. Allie!
Eli.
Mr. Simpson.
Coward.
Me?
If you liked me, why didn't you say so instead of waiting for your sister to do something?
Look, I felt like I messed up so bad with you, and then when I tried again the other day, I messed up again.
Well, what'll be different this time?
Maybe I need a girl like you to keep me in line. All right, how about a date?
What were you thinking?
You know what?
Yeah, this was a huge mistake.
Oh! Stay away from my girlfriend!
Connor!
I was protecting you.
By punching someone? The reason I like you is because I didn't think you were that guy. Now I'm not so sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be there tomorrow. Thank you. You have an appointment with Dr. Weston.
Eli, what you did today, it's grounds for suspension, possibly expulsion.
Mr. Simpson, please. I have to finish my year to get into NYU.
You know, we have a lot more in common than you think.
You do drugs and get naked?
When I was about your age, I found the body of a classmate who committed suicide. It doesn't get better overnight.
It's been hard for me, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I know. I've been keeping an eye on you. So what went wrong today?
There's all this pressure to talk, to act a certain way.
You gotta talk about it, bud.
To my therapist, yeah. But not to everyone, 24 hours a day. I need to move on. I didn't know him. I didn't choose to walk into that damn greenhouse.
Eli, when things like this happen, it affects everyone. You can't let others get to you.
You risk so much. Your future and your health.
Dad, look at me. I get it. Last year, it could have been me in that greenhouse, okay? I could have died. I'll never do it again, okay? I hear you stand, head in hand, at the edge of the flood.
Given to all the change, it's been... Connor!
What do you want? I thought I embarrassed you when I punched Luke.
I want to talk.
I know what talk is code for, Jenna. You want to break up with me, right?
What you did was wrong and can't happen again.
That didn't sound like a breakup.
Because it wasn't. Connor, I had more fun on our one date than any other date I've ever been on.
Oh, no, thank you. I brought a lunch.
Open it. It's a gift.
Freeze-dried space food. Cool, thank you.
Yeah, if we're going to travel the universe together, we'll need snacks. Space dates, city dates, let's do it all. Do you like movies?
I love them.
You did it.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't enjoy it yet. Hey, I'm sorry.
No, no. Don't sweat it. It's just a week's worth of morning detention.
No, I mean, I'm really sorry. You were the best boyfriend I ever had, and you didn't deserve what I did to you.
Job, I saw this and thought of you.
Jake, you know I don't play anymore.
Well, the doctor cleared you months ago. I mean, maybe it's time to get back to what you love. What are you waiting for?
I saw my therapist today. I thought I should come back here.
Is it helping?
I'm in a greenhouse, there are no dead bodies, and I'm not freaking out. This is good.
You took drugs because of me?
I said a lot of things, didn't I? I regret what I did more than you'll ever know. Taking drugs was bad, but for me, so was talking nonstop. But I can't get better if you're gonna be worrying about me all the time.
What do you...
We need time apart.
This is because I was here when you found Kim. You're linking me to the incident and you're cutting me out. You're still dealing with all this.
No, see? You're hearing me, but you're not listening. Kim's... not the problem. You are.
This ball has been the source of the most joy I've ever felt and the most pain.
We just kicked the frickin' ball already? What's with the theatrics?
This is a big deal, Maya. The last time I played was the beginning of my down... Oh, you are so gonna regret that.
Yes, my turn. Okay. Shut up. We're gonna go. Yeah.
Yes. Go.
hilarious right now.
That's the thing about soccer. All the drama in the world goes poof.
You gonna apply for that summer job?
Yeah, and if I get it, it's out of town, which means we won't get to spend any time together this summer.
Please go. I'm so taking over your room.
Oh, Chicken Little, you're gonna miss me.
No way.
Yep. Yes.
This year has been a great year at Degrassi.
I'm gonna miss it. It's been a good couple of years.
What do you mean you don't know what Whisper Hot
is? What is Whisper Hot? Only like the biggest band at Degrassi ever.
Yeah, I built this garden here. It's just been a big part of my life.
Romeo and Jules was absolutely amazing. They did such a good job.
You live for this symbol. That is my life.
Ice hounds! Don't forget where you were born. Don't forget this moment.
You do good work, Eli.
I love what I do, so.